The next concert coming up for the First Friday Concert Series at St. David's Church in Roland Park features the music of Michael Hirsch. And it's always a pleasure to welcome the music director of St. David's into WBJC, Douglas Buchanan. Thank you so much. So what is your connection with Michael Hirsch?
I started studying composition with Michael Hirsch in 2007 in the master's program, and then started my DMA study with him in 2008. And studied with him through the rest of my doctorate. I was immediately taken with the piano music of his, particularly the Vanishing Pavilions, the dramatic architecture, the expansiveness, and the unrelenting vision behind it was extraordinarily compelling to me as a young composer who was, working and still is working to find his own voice in composition. And here was someone whose statements were so vitally clear that I was just really moved and taken and wanted to study with him.
What is interesting is that given the breadth of his compositional style, he hasn't written that much for voice. And what I love about your series is how you really managed to get these high points. I mean, this is a debut here, right?
Yeah, and this is his only work for chorus that will be premiering on this concert, his work From Ecclesiastes, which was written in 1997, sandwiched between the two cello sonatas, which will also be on the program. Recently, he's begun writing more for voice. He's had his first opera and solo song works that go along with that. But this is his only extant choral work, and we're extraordinarily excited and honored to be able to bring this to life amidst these other chamber works.
Tell me about the cellist.
The cellist is Lavenna Johansson. She's an incredible cellist that specializes in new music. She's appeared on the Evolution Contemporary Music series, as well as many other series featuring new music, as well as traditional music. She's a graduate of the Peabody Conservatory as well, and she's performed half of the sets of the cello sonatas before. But at least to my knowledge, she's one of only two people who will have performed both of the cello sonatas in one program. And we're just thrilled to be featuring her on the series.
Now, typically these programs feature the St. David's Choir, but not in this instance. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so we'll be featuring members of St. David's Choir, but we're also joining forces with the Bridge Ensemble, directed by Gilbert Spencer. And we're coming together and joining forces for this. Usually the St. David's Choir specializes in chamber literature, ranging over music history of the last millennium. But this is a piece that requires some larger forces. There's a lot of divisi. There's some really thick sounds. And it made perfect sense to join forces with another new and early music ensemble in the area. And the rehearsals so far have been just going splendidly. And the singers are really enjoying digging into this music, which has never been done before.
This is music of Michael Hirsch. It'll be on the First Friday concert of the St. David's series. This is on November the 4th at 7:30 p.m. on that Friday, and St. David's is at 4700 Roland Avenue. More information is at stdavidsrolandpark.com. It's always such a pleasure to speak to their music director, Douglas Buchanan. Thanks, as always, for coming in.
It's wonderful to be here.